On Point is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
From WBUR Boston, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point.
Truly, I would so remember, set the stage to that September. Lovely was your dress and face. Reminds me of the special place that I would go to take my chances on you.
Up from the streets, singer-songwriter Martin Sexton is a kind of Walt Whitman of American music. He wants it all and sings it all. He's on the biggest tour of his career right now, packing houses across the country. His fans come in happy and leave blissed out. They celebrate his soul. This hour on Point, a conversation with singer-songwriter Martin Sexton. He's here right now, and you can join us. Have you followed the music and career of Martin Sexton up from his scrappy street days? Have you seen him on tour this year? What's the magic? We're at 800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. Martin Sexton joins me in the studio. He's out with his seventh album, Seeds, and in the middle of a just extended national tour. The New York Times says his unpretentious heartiness helps him focus on every soul singer's goal to amplify the sound of the ordinary heart. John Mayer says he's the best live performer I've ever seen. It's pretty high praise. Martin Sexton, wonderful to have you with us. Thanks so much for coming in.
It's such a pleasure and an honor to be here, man.
It's great to have you and your guitar and with us Sturgis Cunningham on the Minnow Bucket. Sturgis, good to have you as well.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Things are going pretty well right now, Martin. What's happening? You've got this huge list of dates coming up for the rest of this year, all extended. Is it all exploding your way right now?
I wouldn't say exploding. It's more just growing in a wonderfully healthy and happy fashion.
That's good stuff.
No huge explosions, just nice, wonderful, not slow growth, but just a sort of medium growth. Everything's good. No huge, ridiculous, overnight flights to Italy or Paris or Rome, but just wonderful touring and I get to show up in all these different cities and these real nice places and sing my songs, and people pay money to hear me, and I think that's like a dream come true for me.
When you show up, what is it that you've set out to do? Everybody talks about sort of being lifted up in a Martin Sexton concert. Is that your goal when you walk in there?
We pump in all this funky right. stuff into the air at every show.
Seriously, you've got a kind of a soulful, spiritual effect on folks. What's that about? Where's it from? Is it your intention or does it just happen?
Well, I don't know. I guess I sing from the heart. I sing about life that I've been through, people I've met, places I've been, and I try to just keep it simple and show up in my jeans and my T-shirt and just kind of call them as I see them. And I think one thing that uplifts the crowd from my bird's eye view is the fact that they're actually a part of the show. They are singing harmonies. They are providing percussion. They are just providing energy. And
they know your songs.
Yeah, they know the tunes. They're singing along, and they're actually participants. And I think music is a very unifying and strengthening and emboldening force. And I think that's what people experience at my shows.
Let's experience some of that right now with a cut off your new album, Seeds. There Go I. Anything to say about it before we dive in?
Well, this one goes back to my mom's home-cooked kitchen table wisdom. You know, she always had something positive to say, and she always did say, "There but for the grace of God go I." You know, if we maybe came upon some less fortunate folks or a less fortunate part of town, or she was also, just very conscious of the blessings that we have, and I strive every day to realize the blessings that I don't even know I have, so I can be grateful.
Big Catholic family there in Syracuse, and a lesson from Mom. Now it's on the album. Martin Sexton, Sturgis Cunningham. Let's hear it.
There, but for the grace of God, go I. There, but for the grace of God, go I. Oh, no money in his pocket, and no hope in his eye.
but who am I? If not for the grace of God, then there are those who, when they pray, they move the field. And there are those who, when they pray, they face the east. There was some who pray when trouble come, and they left there to face the beast from within. Oh, but who am I? If not for the grace of God. I'm not the man I used to be. Thank you for my voice, I'll let it sing. Gonna raise it up and let it really say something. Who am I? If not for the grace of God. Not for the grace of God, there go I, there go I, there go I. Hey, 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 there go I. Who am I? Who am I? If not for the grace of God, that gone wild.
Martin Sexton with There Go I off his new album Seeds. Martin, your fans are lining up on the phones already. Let's go to them. Rebecca's calling from Brookline, Massachusetts. Rebecca, you're on the air with Martin Sexton.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that I had volunteered at coffee houses for probably 12 years, and one of them was the Me and Thee in Marblehead, and then another one was in Salem, and we had Martin Sexton, and
this is back in the day, I guess.
Yeah, back in the day. It was probably, probably 12 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And we would have amazing audiences come in. You could see people were already fans back then, and he just would go across the whole realm of people. You know, you didn't have to just like folk, you know, you could like the soul, you could like anything, and really his performances are what bring people to him. His music is wonderful on the records, but it's Martin playing in front of people, connecting with people, and it's just an amazing experience for everybody who's there, and I think that's why he's so great.
His presence in the hall, we hear it, and that's great. Rebecca, thanks very much for that. Let's get one more. Aaron from Boston. Hi, Aaron, you're on the air with Martin Sexton.
Hello, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
And Martin.
Hi, Aaron.
Hello from a fellow Corcoran High School alumnus.
Holy mackerel,
in
Syracuse,
Syracuse,
New York.
Okay.
Yes, I am. And I was actually calling, now that you're destined for global stardom, I wanted to make sure that the annual Thanksgiving concert isn't going anywhere.
No, every Thanksgiving or Christmas-ish time, I usually show up around Syracuse. Did you know that Thomas J. Corcoran was my grandfather?
This is a former mayor of Syracuse.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he was my grandfather.
Wow!
So
you got more than two. Who claimed to stardom?
Who shows up for the Thanksgiving concert, Aaron?
Oh well, everyone I went to Corcoran with, it spans an entire crowd from our old neighborhood, the Strathmore neighborhood, as well as you know anyone else that we happen to have converted along the way. So,
what year did you graduate?
I actually graduated in 1999 with your cousin Lee. So.
Oh, great!
It's old home week.
Sweet.
Yes.
That's great. That's great. He says he'll be there, Aaron. And thanks very much for your call.
Thank you.
Martin, you carry Syracuse with you? That upbringing, is it still in your...
It's always in my back pocket. I'm always talking about Syracuse or my mother or my father or my family, or there's always something.
And the voice you've said comes right down from your dad and your granddad, maybe.
Yeah. Grandpa Sexton actually used to sing down at Swallow's Tavern down in the Elmwood area of Syracuse back in the 20s and 30s. And my father sort of received his voice when he was born, and I in turn got my father's voice. And my dad used to sing in church and whatnot. And I think I might be living some of my father's dreams, because he wanted to join the circus as a kid and go around and travel and perform, and that's basically what I do.
Right, channeling dad, maybe channeling a little granddad and all your own at the same time. Singer-songwriter Martin Sexton is with us. You can join the conversation. Are you a Martin Sexton fan, and where did you find him? On the streets of Boston at the L.A. House of Blues? Will you be there for him at the Fillmore in San Francisco? We're at 800-423-8255. We'll go out with Happy off his new album, Seeds. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back. Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking with singer-songwriter sensation Martin Sexton. He does blues, folk, country, gospel. His fans say he is soul. You can join the conversation, 800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. Here's Keep It Simple from his new album, Seeds.
He walked into church and they wouldn't let me in. They said they didn't like the shape I was in. They was all fat and white. Very rich, and I was wearing my rags and scratching my itch. Oh, I didn't know that they didn't know. They could not see it in my eyes, but they didn't know that I was Jesus in disguise.
Keep It Simple from Seeds. You can join the conversation with Martin Sexton. What's it take to play up out of the subway and onto the national stage these days? And what do you hear in the heartfelt sound of Martin Sexton? Does he touch you, move you, make you laugh? And are we still open to troubadours, to the simpler sound of the ordinary heart? Will we always be? 800-423-8255 is our number. 800-423-TALK. Martin, especially in these precincts, you're well known for that those years on the street around Boston and Harvard Square. Describe that path to us. I mean, what's it take to start there with your open guitar case and, you know, an empty patch of sidewalk and get to where you're sitting right now?
Well, it was, there was a bit of a science to it, you know, where to play, when to play. After a very short period of time, I got to learn the ropes. You know, there was a very, very supportive community of other buskers who would kind of show me the ropes. And, you know, I basically figured out if you're in the T going inbound from, you know, 7 to 10 a.m., you're going to have a nice captive audience.
The subway will feed you.
Yes. And so I would play, you know, kind of the same four songs over and over, and folks would drop some change or a dollar or whatever into my case. And then on the weekends, I'd take it out to Harvard Square, and you'd have to wait there all day.
Up on the streets
for the evening
rush.
Those were very sought-after prime spots. So you had to wait from, like, noon just to start your show at, like, 6 or 7. And, and it was a wonderful experience. I knew that day, the first day I played on the street, that I would probably never have to have a day job as long as I lived. And that was one of the happiest days of my life.
What do you think you learned from coming up that way, you know, with the case open for coins, as opposed to, I don't know, somebody who by whatever circumstance, went straight into a studio or straight onto a big stage. Right. How does it flow in what you do today that that's the origin of your performing?
Hmm. I think it provided a wonderful creative ramp to where I am today. I didn't like wake up one day and have a hit on the radio and mm-hmm. have a big, huge, you know, world tour of stadiums. So what I have is what I've grown organically, and I think if I woke up one day with, you know, a platinum record, I wouldn't have the toolbox that I have of just ideas and techniques and performance styles that I've incorporated over the years. I think I'd be lacking that.
Mm. Everybody talks about the soulful quality of your music. You're self-taught. You've got the guitar going now in a big way, and you use your voice in a lot of amazing ways. But at the end of the day, what do you think it is? Is it something, just a flame in you, quite apart from the technical skill, that people are, respond to first? Is that the most important thing Martin Sexton brings to the coffee house, or now to the Fillmore?
Yeah, definitely is the flame that's inside of me, I think. You know, it's nice to have chops and all that. I mean, in earlier years, I used to sing a lot more notes per square inch. Mm-hmm. And as I, you know, mature, I think I can be even more effective with fewer notes and fewer chops. You know, it used to be all about, oh, look what I can do with my voice. Yeah. And it would gather. It was great for street performance because in that 5-minute period, you could growl them with whatever you could and whip out everything I had.
Right.
And but now, you know, I don't have to, you know, grab people in that 5-minute period. I've got a couple hours to do what I do, and so I think it's that flame that you talked about. Mm. It's that human just element of what I do, I think, is what probably people identify with most. Not like how many notes I can play on the guitar within 1 square inch.
We've got a bunch of listeners who want to talk to you, but let's hear from you a little more first. Thought I Knew You, another Cut Off Seeds. Tell us about it. What do we got here?
Well, this one actually brings me back to those days in Harvard Square. Wonderful, wonderful, inspiring days. You know, those hot 90-degree nights, you know.
Everybody gathered around. And
yeah, I'd make friends from all over the world. It's such a just cosmopolitan place and exciting time. And this song brings me back to a certain place and time in my life. And I guess it's all about knowing what we have when we have it, as opposed to knowing what we have after we lose it.
Oh, I love that. Let's hear it.
Okay. When we met, I was a wide-eyed city boy, singing in the streets to feed my hope and joy. Had mad loving and so fast was our flame. Man, oh man, I sure got so mad. You started talking trash about me, coming round at me, making the telephones go, my reputation. Little Miss Sunshine swam at that day. When oh man, I felt like a hurricane. I thought I knew ya, thought I could see right through ya. Took in your eye, took you by surprise, and I lost control. I thought I knew ya, like I had a direct line to you, but I was wrong. Then I caught a living star, a shooting photograph. She was a Buddhist hipster from the purple skies of L.A. The ground would shake all understanding now, as I was so smitten with her suede. It went from screaming, oh baby, to see you later maybe. I ain't laughing now, how my tables turn. Her fine print swiftly stole away. I'll see you in the next life, baby. Namaste. Thought I knew you, thought I could see right through you. But the look in your eye took me by surprise, and I lost control. I thought I knew ya, like I had a direct line to some power greater than myself. So I walked down to the Sunday Cafe to get my cup of coffee for the day. But they tore it down and they put up another Bank of the USA.
where my paradise used to be. Too, yeah. But the chink in the wall, I scratched it only yesterday. Thought I knew ya, but my lines were rusted through, yeah. To think is wrong, but singing is right. So meet me in Harvard Square tonight. To see my reflection in the window. To wonder what's really going on, you know. What I'm trying to say, it just won't come out. But I long to hear you. Ooh, ooh, thought I knew. Yeah.
Martin Sexton with Thought I Knew You from his new album Seeds. Marjorie is on the line from Hamden, Connecticut. Hi, Marjorie. You're on the air with Martin.
Hi. How are you, Tom?
Great.
Hey, Martin. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you. Excellent.
Great. I wanted to share how I first came to your music. I was listening to WFUV in 1997, and they were playing Black Sheep quite a lot. I was nursing my child at the time, so I had a lot of time to sit and listen. And from that moment, your music just moves me. I've seen you a number of times. I went to Tarrytown. And that great theater there. My husband and I have been to Irving Plaza, the Calvin. We've seen you at Toad's twice, and we're so looking forward to your return. And every time I see you, I feel like you're channeling a higher spirit. You and you're in a league with like Bobby McFerrin and Yo-Yo Ma.
Wow.
Good company.
Really. Better make that door bigger so I can fit out here.
Right. And what is that spirit, Marjorie? What's flowing there?
I don't know. It's something in the voice, in the rhythm, the vibrato. It just comes right to your center.
There you go. Talking to your center. Marjorie, thanks for that. Let's get one more from Leominster, Massachusetts. Dave, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom.
Hi.
Hi, Martin. How are you?
Dave, man. Good to hear from you. I'm great.
Great, great. I just want to tell you, I'm a recent fan, big time. I'm a big Scrubs fan.
The TV show.
About a month ago, they played the song on a diner on there. And I was paying attention to the plot, but like peripherally hearing in the song or the phrase Worcester Mass came on there. I went, honey, did you just say Worcester Mass?
Right, your neck of the woods.
I waited for weeks until they replayed it, which they did last Thursday.
Oh.
And I says, and I TiVo'd it. And I says, hon, check this out. And it's such a cool song because I just love those diners.
Me too.
You tell me, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Me too. I mean, I love those diners.
How can you, what's the background? What made you think about those songs in Worcester, Mass?
Well, Worcester is where a lot of those diners were made at the Worcester Dining Car Company. Those sort of train-looking ones with the round ceilings.
Right.
Love it.
Those are the Worcester Dining Cars, and they're sort of the original and... love diners, home cooking on the road, one of my favorite things.
Dave, we're glad you caught it on Scrubs, and we're glad you bring that local color into us. Thanks very much for that. We've got so many, Martin. Let me get another. Maurice is calling from Elliott, Maine. Hi, Maurice. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Tom, and hi, Martin.
Hello, Elliot.
It's a great pleasure for me. I wanted to just make a couple of quick points. I first heard you opening for Richard Thompson in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Must have been around 1999 or so.
Mm-hmm.
That's good company,
and
too.
I'm sorry?
That's good company, too.
Well, it was very funny because you opened, and the audience looked like a Maxell ad, you know, with the hair blowing back. And Richard Thompson, it was unbelievable. And I was stunned. I mean, my mouth was hanging open, and I was drooling. I'm old enough now to drool at these things. And at the when Thompson came on, he looked at the audience, and in his inimitable style, did a double take, and he looked at everybody and said, "You want me to go home?"
Yeah.
Because he was stunned also.
Oh.
So that was a revelatory experience. But there are two other points really quickly I'd like to make.
Yeah.
I emailed you a long time ago. For a long time, my wife and I imported very high-end audio systems into the States from Europe. And your Black Sheep album was magnificently engineered.
Mm.
And with all respect, I wrote you an email about this. I was wondering why...
Still waiting for an answer?
Yeah, I am. Why didn't they come across, why didn't subsequent albums seem to meet that same amazing standard?
Oh, well, Martin, what do you say? I mean, you were with Atlantic for a while. Now you've got your own label. I don't recall. Was Black Sheep an Atlantic production? Or?
You know, isn't it always the case? You know, that record, Black Sheep, from soup to nuts, everybody paid studios, musicians, producer, cost $15,000, which is
soup to peanuts.
Nothing. and isn't it just funny that the records that came after that were in the hundreds of thousands, and this
Big
guy
label.
Likes that one better.
That's life
so
in a nutshell.
What I've actually, to answer the question, what I've done is, like, with this new record, Seeds, I sort of took notice of that, and what I did is I tried to underproduce it and just focus on the quality of the recording and use things like minnow buckets and dinner bells and, you know, acoustic stuff. And so I've tried to capture that sort of older, more Black Sheep-esque sound on this new record.
Oh, that's great. And walked away from Atlantic Records in part so you could have just that freedom to do that.
I did. They were cool people, good folks. They gave me freedom to do what I wanted, but I didn't need that big middleman, that corporate middleman between me and my audience.
Martin Sexton out there on his own and doing it. Let's get a call from, hey, your hometown, Syracuse, New York.
Hello.
David, you're on the air. Syracuse is weighing in today. Hi, David.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
And good day to you, Mr. Martin Sexton.
Hey, man. What's happening?
I got three words for you.
Uh-oh.
Fiat Street, motorcycles, and Donna.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear the first one.
Fiat Street.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yes, sir.
Motorcycles and Donna.
The open house.
Sounds like a song coming
there. Yeah, I knew Martin back when he was Marty.
Yes, sir. I'm still Marty. It just looks better on the marquee. It's the same number
I caught you last time you were up at the Palace Theater there.
Cool, man.
So now he's in Chicago and San Francisco and Asbury Park and San Diego and Athens, Georgia, and you name it. What do you say, David?
I'm just impressed. When I knew Martin back in the day, he always kind of knew what he wanted to do, and I give him credit. You know, when he took off for Boston, everybody was like, oh, he's going to have a hard road, but he did it.
Yep.
And it's just a man with a dream who followed through, that's all.
Sweet. Thanks for that, man.
David, thanks. Thanks. And thanks for bringing Syracuse back to
keep
the table.
Keep coming back. Keep coming back, buddy.
Everybody's wishing you well. What's it like to actually do it? I mean, this is a lot of dates on here. I mean, you're singing night after night after night. How do you keep that that flame up for all those nights?
Well, it's that stuff we pump into the air, you know? It's you know, just got to take care of yourself on the road. Watch what you eat and drink and whatever. And, you know, I don't smoke, I don't drink, and I try to not speak after my performances so to give me that vocal rest. And,
but what about the soul you've got to bring on every time? Is it ever a high bar to bring it? You know, people expect a lot from you.
It is. It's funny because, I've been doing it long enough where I can sort of incorporate some of that pureness with some showmanship. Mm-hmm. So maybe if I'm having a bad night, hopefully 99% of the audience won't know it.
Right. You know where to put the patches.
Yeah.
Martin Sexton is with us. His new album is Seeds. We'll go out with Wild Angels from the album. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. You can join us, 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. We'll be right back with Martin Sexton.
We have the power.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point with Martin Sexton. Here's Diner from Black Sheep, 1996.
You might have seen one down in Minnesota. Or maybe down by the sea in Sarasota. They were made back in Worcester, Mass. Of aluminum, Bakelite glass,
There you go, and it's fun, and it's upbeat. He's got a whole lot of soul, and everybody goes to his performance, says exactly that, not afraid to wander, ramble all over the American music book, blues, folk, country, gospel, sings the gospel choir behind himself. You can join the conversation, 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. What's your question for Martin Sexton? Daniel's on the line from Boston. Daniel, you're on the air with Martin.
Hey, Martin, Daniel Gewirtz.
Daniel Gewirtz, how are you, man? How's
Pretty
the
good.
How's
music
the...
critic Daniel Gewirtz? Yeah. Okay, okay.
Get
ready for
Better
spanking, get... or I don't know what.
Yeah.
I've been writing about Martin ever since, almost since you were a street performer.
Yeah.
I remember seeing you outside of Cambridge City Hall while a bunch of street performers were petitioning to get a license to perform at a certain volume, and I thought, this guy has more holes in his jeans than jeans. How is he going to convince people in Cambridge City Hall? But I was wondering, you know, I think one of the proudest moments of your beginning career was when you opened for Ray Charles at the Harbor Lights Pavilion. And at that time, you sounded a lot like Ray Charles, and it just seemed like such a magical moment. And then you got on Atlantic Records, and I think you're one of the very few people I assume, in manner of speaking, dropped from a major label that not only survived but actually flourished and got much bigger afterward.
Mm-hmm.
The word is walked away, but I guess the question there is, how do you do that, right, Daniel?
Yeah, it's kind of common to not go down the drain if you leave a major label, to actually be perfectly okay. But Marty is one of the few people who have actually jumped upwards.
Right. Gotten bigger after leaving Atlantic. How's that work? Anti-gravitational device, the chemicals in the air quite aside, how?
Yeah, it's that stuff. You know, we pump.
And, come on. We don't believe it.
It's
No, really, how do you think it's working? There's something organic going on here. Is it to do with podcasting and technology, or is it just Sexton soul? What is it?
I think it's just a matter of people identifying with me and my songs. And not needing, as I said before, that big corporate middleman to deliver it to them or to shove it down their throats on their way to work every morning. It's a great kind of, for lack of a better word, grassroots career. It's been a nice slow growth, and you know, I'm blessed with the support of radio stations like this and other ones across North America. And they and the internet and everything else is there. It's a wonderful time to be independent, actually.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I take Independence Day, the 4th of July, very seriously.
Right.
Because I'm an independent artist, and I rely on people paying tickets and records. In fact, you know that FBI warning you see on the back of every
about
CD?
Don't copy this?
Yeah. Well, I thought, I would chuckle when I see those, like, okay, oh, geez, I won't do it. But so instead of putting that FBI anti-piracy, ugly warning on my record, I put a good karma warning on the back. It affirms the positive. It says, good karma warning. Purchasing this record supports independent music. As opposed to saying, piracy is
don't mess with this
violation of federal laws. And
Daniel, you're the music critic. How do you explain it? The rise and rise.
Well, it is a little amazing. I mean, I actually think that being on a large label for a certain period of time can be almost always is a positive step because more people know about you very, very quickly. And some people kind of get unraveled by changes in a career. But I have to assume that it is the strength of the live act. Word-to-word, mouth-to-mouth communication because of the live act. Because when I saw Marty go from the Somerville Theater to the Orpheum, 900 seats to 2,800 seats in about a year or two, I thought, this is unusual.
That's pretty good updraft.
There's no label there. There's not a lot of publicity. This is pretty singular.
Yeah.
And I guess it has to be mouth-to-mouth or word-to-word or whatever the phrase is, communication specifically about the concert experience.
Yeah, and these days, that works very well.
It does.
Thanks for testifying there, Daniel.
Thank you, Daniel.
Sure.
We're glad to have that. Martin Sexton, speaking of people identifying with your music, I've got one in my very close circle. My eldest son, Dylan, actually turned me on to you. He's a big fan. I have to ask you a favor. I never do this, but you know, he's my first, and he's getting married on Saturday.
Wow.
And he loves your music, and I've never done this, but if you did a dedication to Dylan and Liza, you've got a song called "Marry Me."
Mm-hmm.
I would sure appreciate that.
Okay, I'd love to, man. Dylan and Liza, I wish you the best, and wish you peace and love in your union together, and lots of great sex and babies and just wonderful family and years of sunshine.
Hey, amen. Mm-hmm. We'll take it. Here's "Marry Me."
I like coffee, you like tea. In the summer, time with me. Picnic lunch and our troubles on the run. Oh, these verses come and go like the wind they seem to blow. New ideas like the Saranac River running.
Oh, honey, marry me in the moonlight. Neath the tamarack tree when the dawn's light finds us, we'll be laying down in the morning dew, me and you.
An Indian girl in a red canoe from the days of Deco made it to this picture that hangs on our wall. Ooh, these wet woods wait for centuries. We bait us with their scent of trees, moist with drinking the spirit of the north.
Oh, honey, marry me in the moonlight. Neath the tamarack tree when the dawn's light finds us, we'll be holding hands as woman and man. Marry me.
Back soon, I gotta go as the fish are jumping high in the dark head waters. So high in the dark head waters.
Carry me the path of peat for the days when I can't use my feet, and then lay me down where you married me, baby, please.
Sexton with "Marry Me," Sturgis Cunningham on the Minnow Bucket, and Martin from a proud Happy Papa. Thank you.
Hey, you're very welcome.
Hey, I have to point out we do not have an organ and a bunch of horns and I don't know, a wah-wah guitar in the studio. That's all your voice doing that stuff.
Got to, you know, it's all I got.
Well, it was all you got, but not necessarily anymore. You do a gospel choir, you do the organ, the horn, you name it. It's almost, you're the whole band.
Well, that's probably a product of singing on the street. That's one of those gifts I have because of, as a street guy, you know, singing on the street, there wasn't a horn player or another guitar player or a drummer with me.
Blue jeans full of holes and your voice.
Blue jeans full of holes, so, you know, had to keep the people dropping those quarters in the case and buying my little cassettes for $9.
Right. 20,000 of them, maybe.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. No, that's a wonderful song, just wonderful, and thank you for that. Let's go to Beaufort, South Carolina, and Kim. Kim, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom.
Hi.
How are you?
We're pretty good. What do you hear?
Well, Marty, I've been following you for a long time, and was wondering when you plan on coming down this way. I see you're going to be in Greenville, which is about 4 hours from here.
At the Handlebar on October 24th and at Amos's in Charlotte, North Carolina the next night. Is that close enough, Kim?
It's not.
We got Athens, Georgia here coming up sometime.
I think we're going down there to... Where's Beaufort? Is that east or west?
It is east. It's very close to Savannah, Georgia.
Oh.
Hilton Head.
I think I'm going down there soon to do some show down, I can't remember where it is, but it's actually coming up this summer.
Oh, wait, Isle of Palms, maybe. I've got a schedule here. The Windjammer.
Wilmington?
Wilmington. The Soapbox Laundry Lounge. Wow, you're getting really funky there.
Yeah.
Well, if that's got to be some options for you there, Kim.
Check the website.
What is it?
I'm sorry?
Check the website for the dates. It's martinsexton.com.
I have done that. I think it's only updated until the 26th of October.
I'm sure you'll have more soon. Inquiring minds want to know, why do you come back for Martin Sexton, Kim? Why do you like him?
Well, let's see. I've been following Marty since, probably a good 12, 13 years. I used to live in New York. Originally got turned on to him through FUV and got one of his first albums and actually was given his home phone number. Called Marty, and he actually called me back to say someone gave out his number, and he was just calling to let me know where I could find his music.
That's personal service.
I was totally shocked by that. But you did that, Marty, and ever since then I said, this guy's probably okay.
Yeah, he's probably okay, and we think so too. Our time is just running down. We want to get one more song if we can. How about Go Into the Country? Would you play it for us?
Sure, yeah.
Love to hear it.
I actually wrote this when I was living in Somerville. I had just moved out of the North End and thought, hey, I'm going to get out of the city. I'm going to go out to where the air is clean and all this. So I moved to Somerville.
We'll hear it.
Oh, little tuning. So thanks for having me. There's a warm wind blowing over from the west again today. With it comes that message sent from so far away. Drags the longing feeling from my heart down to my sleeve. It tells me that it's been too long and it's been time to leave. Hey. So I bought a pickup truck with 3 shades of orange and 2 shades rusted blue. Went down to pick up my paycheck from the boss and I told him what he could do. Rode down to my mama's and said, Mama, my time has come to ride. She said, boy, don't let the screen door slam your ass on the way outside. And now I'm going to the country for a while. I'm going where the grass is green and the people always smile. Going to the country, was it something I should know before I go? A sweet hitchhiker stopped me on this olden county road. She hopped into my pickup with her cut-off jeans and so kindly said hello. Her blue eyes smiled as she said, my destination's unknown. She said she left the city standing only days ago just to call this world her home. And then she turned up my radio and said, we're going to the country far and wide. Going where the air is clean and the people always smile. Moving to the country, was it something I should know before I go? On. Life.
ordinary, boring, lame. All my dreams were captive on that rat face of a cage. Sweet the sound so rented to my ears, but the winds have changed, blown them all away. Just for today, I'm going to the country for a while. I'm going where the speaking term of corn and country mice. Me and my baby, we're going to the country, packing our bags and never coming home. I said, me and my homegirl, we're going to the country. Oh, because the earth is getting deep fried, country style. And now we're going to the country. Was it something I should know? Something I should know. Oh, ooh,
ooh. Martin Sexton, going to the country, off Seeds. Tour's coming. You've gone green on this tour. What, you got a little biodiesel in the bus there?
Yeah, we're biodiesel and organic cotton T-shirts and hats
right.
And recycling all of our bottles and such.
So that'll keep the planet going. What keeps you going? You're in for the long haul. That's obvious. 40 now, 3 kids, if I got that right?
Yes, sir.
And how do you keep that? They call you the ecstatic singer. How do you keep that going to the end of the road?
Oh, I don't know. I guess, you know, that applause is like that little adrenaline juice I get every night. It's like the Pac-Man thing. You know, remember Pac-Man?
Yeah,
you get
sure.
The little
right.
Dot, and then right. On to
pixie
next one.
Pixie dust there, and on
and
keeps
he goes.
Me
going.
Well, Christmas in July. Loved your Camp Holiday Christmas album. Really, somebody
thank
said
you.
It's like Washington Post. A tender simplicity, genuine fireside warmth in an Adirondack mountain cabin for Christmas. Here, right in the middle of the summer, it sounds pretty good, too. Martin Sexton, it's been wonderful having you. Thanks so much for coming
thank
by.
Thank you, man. Peace.
Martin Sexton on a big tour right now. Sturgis Cunningham, thanks for being here on the Minnow Bucket. It's all great to hear. The new album is Seeds, His Failure, though it may not sound like it. Great to have you. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.
For the mighty music changes in my heart. You know the dreams it shows me, yeah. Did you mold this kid? You filled my heart, you blew my lip. Oh, you make me feel so good. You give me a good home cooking and gravy too. You gotta have the dog, yeah. You gotta have the dog, yeah. Everything's okay.